Well, mothers really, they do want the best for their babies, don't they? And we're marketing really successfully, thanks to my enthusiasm. Yep, that baby will be starting on our product from a little newborn to the infant seed. And then when the kids wean, they'll be eating Nestle products for life. Yep. Eating shredded wheat, Cheerios. Eating Nestle food. Sucking on Polo mints. Drinking Perrier water. Natel water.
Formula feeds, haven't you? And you've got to stop it!
Oh, I'm doing my job.
Ryan, don't listen to the crime. You're not doing anything wrong.
Oh. Ryan, you've got to stop it.
Leave him alone. He's just doing his job.
Doing his job. Doctors are prescribing baby milk formulas when it's not necessary. Most mothers going to the doctors don't need formula feeds. They need support with breastfeeding. That's what they need.
But Brian, the doctors are the experts. You can trust the doctors to prescribe what's best for the mother.
Oh, yes.
It's not your fault.
Oh,
Brian, you've been giving them promotional material, haven't you? Promotional material that says,
closer than ever to breast milk.
But Brian, look what's that. Breast milk is best for babies.
I don't make them prescribe it.
No, you give them all the material, don't you? Yes. We've got to stop. I think we're not making the right decision about this.
You leave him alone.
It's not my decision.
It's the mother's decision.
Oh, yes, mother's decision. Yeah, all the stuff that you're putting out. Well, I think it's not the right decision.
Leave him alone. He's just doing his best.
Look here. It's not best for babies and it's not best for mothers what you're doing. I've got here a pile of babies, right? Just look at this. Now, look how carefully I treat them. Now, supposing these babies live or die, depending on how they're fed, eh? 1.5 million babies die every year because they're not breastfed. Now,
how many?
1.5 million. How many of these babies do you think are going to survive, eh?
Right.
Eh?
Six for me.
Okay.
What? What did you do that for?
Give
it to me, Brian.
Give the bonus, Brian.
That's not very good. That's not working. It's not working at all. Okay, I think we need some help here to prick Brian's conscience. Can I have a good reason, Brian, why he should be giving them to me? Why is breast milk best? Who's been paying attention?
Come on, Brian.
Ooh, he's another one.
He's just got antibodies.
Oh, he's always paying attention. It's breast milk's got antibodies in it, yes. tell you what, can I have a couple of volunteers to help up here?
Brian!
One, two, three!
Well, we had it very good. We used lots
of science. Now, what I want to do, it's
always, it's always you in
You've
room.
You've got to touch the babies, right? A bit of a...
Brian! Remember your boner.
And when you catch them, bring them to me. It's still not quite working, is it? We need another reason. Another reason why breastfeeding is best. Anybody else? Oh, good thing.
Is it free?
Come on, Brian.
Is it free in the solution?
It's free! Yes, it comes. You don't have to pay for it. Would you like to go up and help?
But Brian, we can give...
Hey, we've got one!
Free samples, Brian.
That's it. Oh, another reason. We're still not quite there yet. Oh, let me just... Yeah?
Brian!
Is that you saying?
Don't you say
because lots of people don't have access to keyboards, do they? Excellent! More volunteers up in the middle there.
But Brian,
anybody else want to come up and
your
touch
fault if they don't use safe water. That's the mayor's fault.
Another reason. We have any more? Fantastic. Just put them over in my safe pile.
Thank you.
Okay, there are other reasons.
Keep up the good work. Don't listen to her.
Okay, yes. So they avoid using cow's milk, because not all babies can take cow's milk. Some are allergic to it. But my little nephew was very, very ill. This was after it had actually been breastfed.
What about the World Health Organization regulations? But Brian, we've got lots of policy documents. We produce lots of reports saying how ethical we are.
What about the World Health Organization? Are there any problems in there? What about, yes, because they've got regulations on marketing baby milk formulas. And Nestle is not sticking to them. They're violating, they've been violating for a very long time, and they're carrying on violating.
But Brian, think about the company's profit.
Okay, anybody got any more reasons?
Think about the shareholders.
Anything else? What about sterilising stuff?
Think about the chief executive.
Oh, we're doing very well. We've got a few more letters. Yes. Because it's very difficult sterilising. It's hard enough when you're at home and you've got stoves. But if you're out somewhere where there isn't access, sterilising things properly.
As long as don't sterilise, that's terrible.
How are we doing? We're nearly there.
It's your fault.
There's a few more to go.
You don't have to feel guilty.
Well, another reason. Anybody got a last reason? Yes.
They put much too much water in,
you're right. Because they can't afford it, they put...
Yeah.
A lot of it is far more than recommended.
They can't read the instructions.
That's it.
It's not your fault.
We've done it. We've got through them all. Well, let's see how we've done. You've done very well. That's a brilliant pilot. Well, I think we've saved lots of babies today. So I think we can really be really pleased with ourselves over that. I think all our catchers deserve a big round of applause. They sit down.
But this was just a dream, you know, this isn't reality. In reality, there aren't people coming between me and my profits.
Oh, yes, there are.
Well, I don't see them. I don't notice them.
Oh, yes, there's a campaign at the moment against Nestle.
Oh, yes.
Keep an eye on other organisations, but Nestle are the worst.
Yes, and they don't make any difference.
We're boycotting. We're not buying Nestle products.
There's no boycott.
Oh, that'll hurt, won't it?
No. Yeah. No, there won't be enough people to make a difference. We'll still be making our profit.
A lot of people know about it already, and more people are finding out about it, are finding out about the unethical marketing practices of Nestle. And the more people find out, the more people are going to stop buying Nestle products.
Yeah, but there'll always be new markets for us. Well, they've never heard of the boycott.
No, we'll tell them. We can tell everybody about it, and then you'll be in real trouble. Just imagine what that's going to be like for you. Yeah.
Right. I guess this dream would become a nightmare.
It would. A real nightmare for you.
And I'm now going to tell you about the campaign against Nestle so we can make Brian's nightmare come true. But first, a big thank you to Kate. And very nice person.